I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Demonstrations in cities around the country this weekend protesting the Supreme Court ruling that overturned a woman's constitutional right to abortion. AP correspondent Mike Pasoli spoke to those rallying in the nation's capital.
Here outside the Supreme Court, where barricades are up and police stand guard, protesters continue to gather. Sarah Bentley says abortion is health care.
If the Supreme Court is going to strike down the right to privacy and the right for women to access health care, I think that sets a very dangerous precedent for everyone.
Claire Sine says overturning Roe v. Wade puts other laws in jeopardy.
They're coming after contraception. They're coming after marriage equality.
She's a lawyer who drove from Pittsburgh to protest.
I had to come here because otherwise I would have sat in my house and cried.
I'm Mike Pasoli at the Supreme Court.
In Ukraine, the governor of Luhansk in the country's east says Russian forces are blockading the city of Lysychansk. Hundreds have been fleeing, including this man named Andrei, describing rocket fire that destroyed his home as he sat aboard a train out. The Russian military says separatist fighters are now in full control of a chemical plant in Severodonetsk, the last Ukrainian holdout in the city. Meanwhile, Ukraine's air command says Russia also launched dozens of missiles on several areas far from the eastern battles, some from long-range bombers deployed from Belarus. President Biden has landed in Germany, where he'll be attending a G7 summit before heading to Madrid for a NATO summit. He's looking to sustain the global alliance punishing Russia for the invasion. Before leaving Washington, he held a signing ceremony at the White House, the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades.
I know there's much more work to do, and I'm never going to give up, but this is a monumental day.
In addition to toughening background checks and red flag laws, it bolsters mental health programs and aid to schools. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.